T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:43, 17 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a beautiful sunrise. Man, if you're up and about, take a look at it. Beautiful pinks and blues and violets and all that stuff. You got to enjoy the simple things in life, right? I don't know if this is a simple thing in life or not, but we're going to see. Get your thinking cap on, because we're going to talk about Louisiana's abundance of sugarcane helping with the carbon capture industry. Brian Snyder joins us now, Associate Professor of Environmental Sciences at LSU. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Tommy.
I would ask you to remember that I'm a word guy. I would get along with Dane Cialino, a professor of law, better than I would with you, a professor of science. So go slow, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
So let's talk about this. You're talking about using sugarcane to help with carbon capture. I guess we should talk about perhaps first, what is carbon capture?
Yeah, sure. So we know that there's too much carbon dioxide, in the atmosphere. And so we've got to pull that out somehow. And it turns out that we're emitting so much carbon dioxide that we have to figure out a way to remove it directly from the atmosphere. So our emissions are not coming down as fast as we might like. So if we want to keep climate change to less than maybe 2 degrees Celsius, we've got to pull it directly from the atmosphere. So there's a number of ways to do that, but many of them are energy intensive or very expensive. And so what we're trying to do is to figure out a way to pull that CO2 from the atmosphere cheaper and with less energy than some of these other methods.
Maybe at this point we move on, Professor, to the carbon cycle?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So if you remember from your basic biology class, your basic environmental science class, right? As plants grow, they remove CO2 from the atmosphere with photosynthesis, and so that's a pretty cheap way of getting carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. The catch is that every fall, all those plants die, and they release all that carbon dioxide back up into the atmosphere.
That's
so
not
we're
good.
Trying to do.
That's not good. We don't want that doing.
Help us.
No,
you're
right back where you started.
Exactly.
What's
right back
that
where
it?
You started.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
And so the scale of that, though, is just unbelievable. So, we emit a lot of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere every year, something like 40 billion tons. But plants pull down something like 10 times that amount every year. So
say
if we
that
could
again?
Just figure out
please.
Something like 10 times the amount of CO2 that we put out,
yeah.
Plants are pulling down every year.
Tell you to go slow.
So, yeah. Yeah. So if we can figure out a way to kind of short circuit that carbon cycle, we could make some progress.
So how are you going to do this with, is it sugarcane or bagasse? Am I saying that right?
You are. Yeah. So the sugarcane, when they produce sugarcane, they kind of crush the cane. And what's left over is this stuff called bagasse. And it's kind of fibrous. There's not a lot of uses for it. They burn some of it to power the sugar mill. Mm-hmm. But if you drive around South Louisiana, you might see these like massive piles of what sort of looks like sawdust or mulch or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so what we do with it we just put it. Yeah. We put them in these piles and they just decompose, letting the carbon dioxide go back up in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is take that bagasse, grind it up so it's something like 0.2 millimeters, mix it with water, and then inject it under pretty high pressure underground.
You would have to do that before it releases the CO2? Am I right on that, CO2?
Yeah, Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So
back into the atmosphere.
Still sitting there. Exactly. Exactly.
So how do you do that? What's the timing on that?
Yeah. So every year they produce a lot of this this bagasse, and so you have several months to a year before that kind of decomposes. It takes a long time for that to decompose. So yeah, that would kind of be the idea.
So this would be a way, because you're injecting it underground, this would be a different way of capturing it before you inject it underground?
So the plant, as it's
as opposed to other carbon capture things I'm thinking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So the plant itself is capturing it. Then you're injecting it as biomass underground. And then underground, it will slowly decompose back into CO2. But that'll be secured underground. Whereas other carbon capture methods, you're using some industrial process to capture the CO2 from the atmosphere and injecting the CO2 itself underground. So in this process, the process I'm talking about, it should be a whole lot cheaper.
And it sounds like it would be more environmentally friendly, because I would think there would be some CO2 emitted in the process of capturing the CO2.
Yes, that's exactly right. So it's going to use less energy than other methods. And so as a result, you're not going to have as much CO2 emitted to capture the CO2. Exactly.
People are worried about the underground storage. How safe is that, Professor? How worried should they be?
The underground storage of both the CO2 injection, the kind of traditional type that you hear about in the news, and this process is quite safe. There, with any industrial activity, there's always going to be risks, but we understand those risks pretty well in both of those cases. The thing that I'm a little bit more concerned about for the CO2 capture that you hear about in the news is the transport. I think that can be done safely, but that's the place where I think the community really needs to kind of pay the most attention and be sure that transport piece is done correctly.
You know what? I've never heard that before. It's interesting. We'll pick it up there and we come back. Now, you're talking about transport of traditional CO2 capture, correct?
Correct.
Not traditional, correct. Because I don't know how traditional any of it is. 650, right. Relatively speaking, right? Everything's traditional. 650, 10 till 7, more when we come back. If you have any questions, 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along to Professor Brian Snyder. I knew your name. I'm having a brain hemorrhage here. Associate Professor of Environmental Sciences at LSU. Let's hope it's not a hemorrhage. 650, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 650, 4.5, that'd be 4.5 till 7 o'clock. And we're talking to Professor Brian Snyder, Associate Professor of Environmental Sciences at LSU. As you make your list of things to do today, you might want to put down, listen to WWL at 10 o'clock, as Newell Norman's going to be talking to Interim Police Chief Michelle Woodfork, and that is a WWL exclusive. You don't want to miss that. So we're talking about, with the professor, about bagasse. I got to be careful how I pronounce that. Is that right? Is that how you say it?
That'll do, yeah.
All right. Well, wait, I don't want that'll do. I want to know how to pronounce it. How do you say it?
Some people call it bagasse. Some people call it bagasse.
All right, let's go with bagasse. Let's go with bagasse. I like that better. So you're going to get bagasse, which is a byproduct of sugarcane harvesting. You're going to grind it up into little bitty pieces, and then you're going to inject it underground so that the CO2 that it releases, as any plant does when it dies, is going to go underground and not back into the atmosphere. Is that accurate?
That is correct, yep.
I'll be damned. I understand something for a change. All right, so you talked about the dangers of what people should be worried about, and I mentioned putting it underground, and then as this stuff decomposes, the CO2 is released, as opposed to capturing it, putting it somewhere, and transferring it to where it has to go underground. And you said that people should be concerned about the transport of this stuff?
Well, so in my view, in industrial carbon capture, so that's, again, where you
What is that, Professor? What are you talking about? What does that look like?
Yeah, so imagine you've got a petrochemical plant or some facility that's emitting a lot of CO2, and instead of just emitting it, they're going to capture it, transport it via pipeline, and stick it underground somewhere. Mm-hmm. And overall, I think that's a great thing. We're going to need it, especially in Louisiana, because a lot of our emissions come from those petrochemical plants. But to me, the part that we need to be most cautious about is that transport piece, because when you're transporting CO2, in a pipeline, it's under a very high pressure. And so you need to be very careful about where you site those pipelines, making sure they're pretty far away from things like schools or pipelines that are carrying something more hazardous. CO2 by itself is non-hazardous, but if it's under high pressure, if it ruptures, it can cause problems.
Because of the pressurization.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. So if it, yeah.
So what would that problem be? If it, you're just talking about like an explosion or something, or?
No, it doesn't explode. So there was one pipeline rupture in Mississippi a few years ago, and basically it's under enough pressure, so even though it's buried under 6 feet, it kind of self-excavates and pushes all of that dirt up into the air. The problem being, if that pipeline is next to something that we don't want to have rupture, that is carrying something more hazardous,
I got you.
That could be a problem.
So somebody texted in, plants require CO2 for photosynthesis. Apparently they missed the first part of the conversation where you explained that, but they want to know if you're removing too much CO2 from the air, but I don't think that's going to be a problem for a long time, right?
That would not be a problem for a very long time. Yeah. So right now, carbon dioxide concentrations in the atmosphere are 420 parts per million. They were historically about 280 parts per million for most of the past 10,000 years. So plants will do fine above. And no one actually, by the way, is talking about removing, or very few people are talking about removing this, or the CO2 concentrations below about 400 parts per million. So we're talking about stopping the increase of CO2, not really net pulling CO2 from the atmosphere below its current concentration, if that makes sense.
I really hate to waste time on this, but I have to try, okay? I have to try. Somebody texted in and said, no such thing as global warming, a manufactured industry. Now, you might have an argument or you might believe that global warming is man-made or not man-made, but there is no doubt, according to the U.S. Defense Department, everybody else, that global warming is happening, correct?
That is absolutely correct, yes. The globe has warmed over the past 100 years.
And sea levels are rising, correct?
That is also correct.
So yes. That's not a rumor. That's not any political thing or anything else. And again, you can have your own beliefs about what causes it, but there is not a doubt as to that is happening right now.
Absolutely.
First step is admitting you have a problem, Professor. All right. So is this going to be a commercially viable thing? Where does it stand in your research? Are you ready to go public or what? What are we doing?
I think we've got a few more years, but hopefully we can drill a well in the next couple of years with some help from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and start a kind of experimental injection in the next maybe 3 to 5 years.
Only 20 seconds left, but could this be a template for other industry byproducts as well, agricultural byproducts?
Absolutely. There's lots of things, especially stillage from the bourbon industry that I think would be really, really useful for us.
The bourbon industry?
The bourbon industry, yeah. Yes. It's nice to work with them.
Thank you, Professor. Have a good day. Professor Brian Snyder over at LSU will come back, talk about funding for coastal products and a coastal cliff that Louisiana could be facing. Chip Klein, CPRA, joins us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.